Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, August 17th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Simply, it is the home for Christian independent artists, where they not only share their music, but you hear their testimonies, and most importantly, what they bring to the show out of the Word of God. So sit back, buckle up, because we have another fantastic two-hour show. What's making it even better is what I do every week. I pray God send the guest to the show that's supposed to be a part of it this week, so your will be done. Because if my will's done, this show would be a wreck. This week, a very special guest, Brother Matt James. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Greg. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, like I told you before we started, better now, a lot better, that we're connected, we're hooked up, and we're going to let God just take control of this interview. And, you know, I have it kind of a rough draft, because that's the way I like to keep it, because he has the final draft.
Yes.
So when we come back, we're going to, as I told you, we're just going to dig into your life. We're going to find out what God's been stirring up on the back pot of the stove. So we'll be right back with Matt James right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us this week. Mr. Matt James is my guest this week. Matt, where are you calling in from?
Sunny San Diego, California.
San Diego, California. You're on the west side of the San Andreas Fault, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
How does that feel?
Well, living on the edge is, I think, a phrase you could use for sure. But you can't beat the sunshine and the cool breezes. So I definitely have to say I'm very blessed. So it feels good.
You are, and I want to encourage everybody that's listening. You know, you hear a lot out of California that is not good. We've had guests on this show that have moved from California to get away from it. But then my guest last week, her song she shared was called Holy Ground. And we have to remember, wherever we step, whether it's in Alabama, if it's in Nashville, Tennessee, if it's in San Diego, California, it's all holy ground.
Amen. Wherever we are, Jesus is still King.
Amen. Yes, sir, he is. And I haven't found anything quite yet that will shake the throne.
Mm-mm. No such place.
Well, all right, my kind sir. How about we just, like I said, how about we just open this show wide open and ask this wonderful question, this deep, deep thought process of a question. Who is Matt James?
Wow. Well, on my heart, I just have a servant of Christ, especially since I gave my heart and my life to our Lord and Savior Jesus, in order to truly transform me into the man that he created me to be. I can honestly say that as a new creation in Jesus, I'm just beginning to discover who Matt James really is. But you know, I'm a lover of music. I'm a lover of people. I'm a lover of God's creation. I'm a lover of just life in general. And when it comes to what I'm really focused on doing, that is spreading the gospel, the good news that that Jesus, through the Great Commission, sent all the disciples out into the earth, to do and spread the news to the nations in until the time when he returns to reclaim his people. So I'm on that journey. I'm on that mission. And I'm just every day I want to wake up and start my day by praising God, getting into his word, and just communicating and trying to be in full relationship with the Father, and just be in gratitude. So I'm searching for that every day. I'm searching to be in that gratitude and searching to be led by the Holy Spirit. And not my own will. I think I heard you mention earlier that you know, when we get into our own will, that's when things start getting wrecked.
They do.
So it, just in summary, I think ultimately it's searching to be led by the Holy Spirit and to really surrender to what God wants me to do in every second, even though, you know, it the distractions of this world can get a little crazy and you know, it's easy to get just caught up in things. You know, coming back to home base, which is my relationship with our Lord, to just get me back to baseline and make me just feel that peace, that oneness, and just being led by the Holy Spirit. That's my mission. That's who I am, and that's who I want to be.
Well, amen. Did you grow up in San Diego?
Yes. Yeah, so I moved around mainly California my whole life. I was born in the Central Coast, Vandenberg Air Force Base. California, where they're shooting off all those SpaceX rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived down here for a little while as a kid and a little time in the San Fernando Valley and some more time on the Central Coast up there near San Luis Obispo. And I've been down here probably for, I'd say, the last 12 years, something like that. And so, yeah, California, my whole life, pretty much close to the ocean for the most part. So again, blessed on, in that regard. But yeah.
Well, amen. I loved what you said just a minute ago about, because you know, scripture just came to me that what we all have to do is, you know, all the noise in this world, in this country, the Bible says to be still.
Yes.
And know that I am the Lord. And until we do that, until we can wake up every day, like I said, put our feet on holy ground and know we're walking every step on holy ground, and tune all of that out to be able to hear him. And hearing is not audibly sometimes. It may be visual. It may be... we may have to get into his word and read it to be able to get closer to him in that moment.
Yeah, praise the Lord. That's right on. Being still, I believe it's in quite a few Psalms, but being still and knowing that he is Lord is, I think, the first meditation of the day and the first order of business of every day. And I'm in full agreement with that, my brother.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we're going to bring scripture to the show. And it's one of my favorite segments because I see where the Lord works in this next one. So when we come back, we'll have Matt James and we're going to open up the Bible. See what happens right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock. Whether you're listening on the airways of 89.7 WJHO or streaming online at 897WJHO.org or you're listening on the podcast, and I'm sorry if you can't get off the podcast. It's just that good. And making it even better this week, Brother Matt James. Matt, thank you again for your time to come on the show. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your life in the first segment. And now we're going to put probably the most important ingredient of this show into the mix. And that's the Word of God.
Amen. Amen to that, brother.
Well, all right. What verse did you pick to bring?
Well, out of so many that are so important, obviously, I picked Luke chapter 23, verses 41 to 43. And that, of course, is the interaction between the thief on the cross and our Lord and Savior. Mm. And it goes as, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. And that's all of us. That represents all of us up on, and to me, that's what it represents. But this man has done nothing wrong, because obviously our Lord is sinless and died sinless. And then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. And it means so much to me because I believe it really illustrates how loving, caring, compassionate, understanding, forgiving our Lord is. Because from what we know, that thief had no discipleship, no training. He had no prior experience. All he had was the realization that this was our Lord and Savior. This was who Jesus said he was. He believed Jesus, and I think the key word, believed. He believed Jesus and who he was. And that faith in that moment is what got him the forgiveness that he needed to be brought into paradise once he passed. And I think it's so important for all of us not to just think that grace is just saying, because we have grace now, we can kind of do what we want. It's definitely not that. It's just that it's by the grace of God that we're given forgiveness and are allowed to be in eternity with him. Not by any of our works, not by how much we've done, although being good is obviously important, and you represent the kingdom well when you do good works, but works through faith. But that's another verse. But yes, that's one of my favorites, and that's why it's one of my favorites.
Well, it's kind of neat because it's one of mine too, and I get into some very deep discussions about it because it usually comes up around baptism, and I always bring this up. You know, yes, Jesus went to John the Baptist and was baptized in the water. But that thief was not baptized.
Right.
He was in the presence, like you said. He believed.
Yes.
And if people, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not a name. It is the name above all names. Amen. And Brother Matt, like we say it all the time, it will literally change your life.
Yes.
It changed mine. You know, I got to share my testimony a few weeks ago, and there is power. There's power. So for that thief to look to his left or right and know, even his dying state, because I'm sure he was in terrible pain.
Yes.
To be able to look next to him. And like we kind of talked about a minute ago, you know, be still. That everything probably left his mind. The pain did, because he saw the King of Kings.
Mm. Hallelujah.
So what a powerful verse. And I pray that, you know, someone's listening to the show that, you know, you can look to your left, to your right, to the front, to the back, because he is there.
Yes.
And all you need for the answer you're searching for is Jesus.
Amen.
You know, Matt, I'm a big music guy too, and I watched the Billy Joel documentary, and I found it super interesting. Not one, because I didn't know he sang all the songs, but in the end, after all of it, you could see the one thing he missed all his life was Jesus.
Yeah.
He hunted and searched for everything through songs, through women, through alcohol, and none of it could replace what Jesus could have done in his life. And it was kind of sad to watch, because it's like, I just wanted to stand up and say, I know what you're missing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what everyone is actually searching for, is Jesus, and they just don't know it. They don't understand that the King of the universe came down, lived as a man, suffered, was tempted, all the things, you know, just to go through everything we all go through, showed us how to pray, showed us how to love, showed us how to really just give us the right example that we all really needed. And I just a side note, I watched this movie called Jesus Revolution, you know, Greg Laurie, story of Greg Laurie, the Calvary Chapel, and the Jesus movement out in California. And it was all about that, all the hippies of that generation searching for meaning in drugs and alcohol, and they didn't know it, but they're looking for a relationship with God. And I just think that what you said was so on point with Billy Joel, because it's everybody's looking for a relationship with the Lord, and that's what the good news and the gospel is all about, is helping them understand, getting them to the point to where they call on the name of Jesus, the name above all names, to receive that relationship, to fill those holes, to fill that void in their soul, and have that relationship that can just make it all complete.
Amen, Brother Matt. Well, all right, we are going to go to our next segment when we come back, and we're going to talk about your music, because I think we just touched on it just a little bit in the first part. So get ready, because Brother Matt James has blown it out of the park in two segments. I can't wait what the third one's going to be. So we'll be right back with Matt James right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Matt James from the metropolis. I can say that because in the small town I live in, San Diego, California is massive compared to, we'd probably be the Walmart parking lot in San Diego, California. I think we have about 23,000 people in, I can't say what I call it on air because it's not bad, but I don't need to say it. We're in the sticks. We're in East Central Alabama, but it's a great town, Brother Matt. I moved away. I moved around all my life too, and was able to come back here and start a family. And couldn't ask for a better place to have raised four kids, and now four grandkids. So,
oh,
I love it.
That's amazing.
I love it. But we aren't here to talk about me, because I'm not exciting at all. And I have no musical talent, even though in the shower I sound really good. And in the car, when I turn the music up really loud, I sound exceptional. But Brother Matt, we're here to talk about your music. And let's just start. What instruments do you play?
Well, first started guitar at the age of 8 and acoustic electric. And I picked up the penchant and the love for Delta blues and the slide guitar. So that's one of my favorite instruments to play there. I tune a 12 string to open tuning, and I really enjoy messing around on that box there. A little bit of keyboards, not a whole lot. I would never call myself a keyboard player. And a little bit of harmonica, and then obviously a singer, and that pretty much rounds out the talent. I'm not a huge music reader, so everything I've done, I've learned by ear. And yeah.
That's a gift. That is a true gift. Well, how many songs have you written?
I haven't counted. There's easily hundreds, and some of those aren't finished, and some of those are finished, and others, are just barely started. So there's a bunch. There's a lot of material in there.
And I love asking this question because we're in the age of technology, but do you keep it in a notebook? Do you keep it on your phone? Do you last week's guest said told me it was all backed up on the cloud. So they're all different kind of ways we keep our music.
Yeah. So that's a great question, because when I started writing music in the early 2000s, there was no cloud. So I would get a cassette tape and just an old style recorder and pop it in there, press record, and just hope some ideas would come. And obviously there were tons of ideas that I came up with or was blessed with that I was never able to record because I had no tape recorder near me, and I would forget so many ideas that way. And now obviously when I get an idea, I just turn the phone on and open up this app or that app, or press record in the phone itself. And there's so many different ways to not lose ideas, which is quite a blessing in so many ways. But nowadays, every song idea I get, I just put it in the recording device there that we have as our phone, and I don't lose an idea. So it's great.
Well, you sent a song to me, and I got to listen to it a little while ago, and I don't know what to say about it. The title says it all. Jesus Saves. And what inspired you to write the song, and how long did the whole process of that song before, I guess you went to a studio to record it?
Well, I actually started writing it during a really dark valley. My faith was not strong. I've always believed in God, but I wasn't praying. I wasn't reading the word. I wasn't walking with the Lord at all. And I think it was a time when I was a little, I definitely wasn't mocking God, but I was almost starting to write songs of like, okay, well, if you're here, I show me, like, if you save, show me, like, you need to come down. Like, the world is falling to pieces. And it was coming from a place of that originally. And originally, some of the lyrics were, if Jesus saves. And recently, just to give it a side testimony, was when in April, when I really just cried out to the Lord and I felt the Holy Spirit wrap around me and the presence of God come into my life and into my heart, he just started taking all this music that had been on the back burner and sitting there, and just the Holy Spirit just started moving them into worship songs. Mm. And so we dropped the if, and it was Jesus Saves, and the lyrics just all came out. And so, Holy Spirit inspired is I don't know if we, you know, if I can put Holy Spirit as the songwriting credits on the song itself. I'm not sure where to send the check to, but I can definitely say that's where that song came about. Is it's part of my testimony. It's part of, it's like an affirmation, because I was asking Jesus to save me, and He did. And he just changed the song, changed to the positive, to where Jesus does save.
That's pretty neat. You know, I love hearing these stories of how a song, because we've had artists who have written songs about healing, and during the course of the construction of the song, I guess if that's the correct verbiage, they were sick. And so yeah. The Lord gave them, gave the song, what they thought they were singing for someone else was actually for them.
Yeah.
And just like this, it was a song that was, like you said, maybe not mocking, but doubting a little bit, you know, if you can save me. To now, like you said, is Holy Spirit driven.
Yeah.
And it is now, it is the only name that can save you.
It's exactly that. He used the song. He's using the song in so many ways, but he heard my cry and he said, okay, now that I've got your attention. And he just did. I can't say enough about the Lord. He's taken everything and completely changed my compass. He's changed how I feel about life, how about people, about music. I haven't listened to a secular song since I got saved. I just, no desire. It's just he's so good, and the power of his peace and love and every part of our Lord is just, it's beyond words, and I can't say enough good things, but yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody to get ready, because what we hear right now is a humble man of God, a peaceful man of God. But when you hear this song, just get ready, because it's supposed to the song will do what it's supposed to do. So I'll just leave it at that. So, Brother Matt, would you do the honor of introing this song for us?
Absolutely, Greg. Coming to you first, live in Alabama, this is Matt James, and this song is called Jesus Saves.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you again for a great show. Thank you all artists that are part of this show. Your music is beyond cool in my simple vocabulary. All of you are so blessed, and thank you for sharing your music in a place where you know it's safe. Every Sunday night, your music is played. And then we have the blessing of having interviews in this show. And we've been blessed this week with Matt James. Matt, you have been a wonderful guest. You have been a wealth of knowledge. And out of everything that's been said today, and it's kind of ironic that your song is called Jesus Saves, everything you've really talked about, you've pointed in a unique way everybody to that name Jesus, to that person Jesus, to that Savior Jesus.
Yes, it's just very simple. God had a plan to save us from our sin. He always had a plan. And he fulfilled all of the scriptures, all of the prophecies, and the the numerical likelihood of those things happening are such an astronomical number that scientists say it is a virtual impossibility. And when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus, there is nothing that he can't do in our lives. He is the Almighty God, the El Shaddai. He is our healer and our redeemer. Mm. You call on his name, he will heal you and help you and be your God. And that's what we all need in this world today.
Amen. Can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for all the artists on this show. I ask you to continue to bless each one of them. Yes, Lord, for the guest this week, Brother Matt, thank you. Lord, I'm thankful that I had to wait, that you to give me patience to get to this humble man of God. Lord, be with Matt. Be with his music, Lord. Be with his pen. Lord, I ask that you send angels to protect him, to let him walk with a hedge of protection around him. God, that you will fill his heart, his mind, in what you want done with this gift that you've given him. Bless each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Mm. Amen, Brother Greg.
All right, Brother Matt. I hope you enjoyed this time. I have thoroughly enjoyed meeting you and look forward to more down the road.
Brother Greg, it's been wonderful speaking with you. You're a great man. You're a good man in Jesus, and I look forward to hopefully getting to speak with you again. And may God bless you, keep you, and protect you, and also keep a hedge of spiritual protection around you, your family, and your wonderful ministry through your show. God bless.
Well, thank you, brother. How can people connect with you?
Well, I'm on all the social medias. You can follow me on Facebook as Matt James. I'm on Instagram as lowercase I'm underscore Matt James. You can follow me on TikTok as well with the same handle, add an underscore at the end. And I think that completes all the socials for now.
And your music is streaming on all platforms.
All platforms. The album is called Day Spring. That's also from the Book of Luke. There'll be 11 tracks there, released on the 17th of August. But if you go to Apple Music, you can add the album right now and get two tracks that are already released, one being Starbound, the other being The Road Less Traveled. But yes, there'll be, the album will be released on the 17th to all music platforms.
So are you telling me that we did a world premiere of Jesus Saves on Rock the Flock?
That was a world premiere right there.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Well, Brother Matt, enjoy your evening. I thank you sincerely for your time. Thank you for, again, your knowledge, your wisdom. And thank you for a totally cool song.
It's been my pleasure. Brother Greg, God bless you. And I hope you have a wonderful evening as well. I hope I get to talk to you again. Thank you, sir.
That's Matt James on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.